Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perakei Mishnah Dal, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins to discuss the process of measuring the tchum, the 2,000 amos that one is permitted to walk until they cannot walk anymore from the city limits until the end of 2,000 amos. Says the Mishnah, a modedim, you cannot measure tchum Shabbos el bechevel shel chamishim amos. The size rope that they used was a chevel, a rope that was 50 amma, somewhere between 75 and 100 feet. Lo pachas, you can't use a rope that's shorter. Velo yoser, and you cannot use a rope that's longer. If it's longer, it won't necessarily be taut enough. If it's shorter, it may stretch too much. Velo yimdoi delek neged libai, and then both people holding either end of the rope should hold the rope at their heart, so it should be more or less at the same level. It should be parallel with the ground. Hayamodeid, what happens if the fellow is measuring using a rope, vihigia legai, and he came to an indentation in the ground, a pit, a hole, aylegader, or the fellow came to a pile of stones, or he came to a fence, mavlioi, the halacha is, we don't tell him to go down, and that counts as part of it. They stretch it on top of it, and that's how they continue to measure. V'chayzeh l'midasai, and then goes back to his regular midah, his regular measurement. Higia l'har, let's say a person comes to a mountain. If it's not very tall, mavliyoi, what they do is that they elevate the rope really high, they put it on top of poles, and they try to stretch it over it to see what the measurement is. However, the Gemara teaches us that that's only if it only works on a short mountain, but if it's a very long mountain, it's impossible to do that. So the halacha is that they estimate approximately how far it is from one end of the mountain to the other, not going over the mountain, but going through the mountain. Because l'midasa, and then after the mountain, they continue on to the regular measurement. Now, let's say they want to go and they want to move to the side of the mountain where they can continue measuring. As long as that's within the tchum, within the 2,000 amos, they can do that and then come back to their original point. If not, they can't, and the Gemara teaches us because they made a gezeirah decree that people say, wow, the tchum extends all the way out there, and they won't realize that it's just measuring, but it's not actually the inside the tchum. Emeina yachalak lavlio. Let's say the indentation in the ground, the pit in the ground of the mountain is very large, and it's just not possible for them to do it. That means to say it's more than 50 amos. Bazuam Rab Dustoib Rabyana Bishra Meir. In this situation, Rab Dustoib Rabyana said the name Rameir, Shamati Shamekadrim Bahar, that you make a hole in the mountain. That doesn't mean to say literally they would bore a hole in the mountain. They didn't have that ability in those days. Rather, we try to evaluate it as if the mountain has a hole inside of it, and we measure based on that. There's another way of measuring what the Gemara talks about, which is just interesting, and that is that they measure head to foot. Means one fellow stands at the bottom of the mountain, the next fellow climbs up a little bit, and they take a short rope and they stretch it from this fellow's head to the other fellow's leg. And they keep doing that and seeing how many lengths of rope they use. So they're measuring the mountain in a step fashion. And that's another way the Gemara speaks about that they would measure the mountains. We'll see tomorrow who's allowed to measure and the appropriate way of the person doing it. Wishing you a great, wonderful day. Amit Hashem, Yishev, a tranquil, healthy, safe, amazing, uplifting Shabbos. And looking forward to learning some more Mishnah Yisrael next week.